Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Dave and me.
John. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who has the healthiest skin, hair, and nails of them all? Tell me, mirror.
Dave.
Answer me right now.
Hey.
What?
How many times do we have to do this?
What?
It's me. I'm not a mirror.
Oh, I thought I was so
You're looking
handsome
at me.
There for a second.
Yeah. Listen, I do have to say, lately, you know, it is you who has the healthiest looking skin, hair, and nails of all. How do you do it?
I have literally waited for 63 days for you to ask me that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to answer you. And I think you know that's why it's so funny. Because it was your healthy skin, hair, and nails that I was trying to emulate.
You know what? I bet it is.
What?
Let's say it at the same time.
Okay.
AG1 by Athletic Greens. You struggled, but you got
there. I did.
Well,
I didn't know if we were going Athletic Greens first, but then I saw you quickly cutting the letters off, and I knew.
Yep. I knew it. AG1 by Athletic Greens. Yep. It empowers us to take ownership of our health with a simple daily habit.
Everybody out there, John and I gave AG1 a try because we wanted increased energy, better gut health, and a supplement that actually tastes great.
That's right. I take AG1 while I'm making my morning coffee. I do the same, you know, same routine every day, and I love it. It helps me with my improved digestion and sleep support. Plus, why take a bunch of different things when you can just take one scoop of powder and water every day?
Yeah, I get it. AG1 is powerful because it fits right into your lifestyle. Just like John said, the all-in-one formula makes it easy for you to cover your nutritional bases every day.
AG1 is delivered right to your doorstep. And what? Again... They could deliver it to the end of the block, and I would walk and get it.
That's
happily.
How much you like it. You
happily.
Love, yeah.
But they bring it right to your doorstep every month.
You don't even pay for that part.
No,
they just
do that part's free. So it's super easy, and it's been super easy to make it a daily habit. It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute.
If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
So go to athleticgreens.com/dadville. That's athleticgreens.com/dadville. Check it out.
Wow, you went with Phil Collins.
Well, I deviated because I was like, I don't know, how much of this can I sing before we get into legal trouble? You know what I mean?
Mm, thank you for that.
So,
though we do have millions of dollars set aside for those,
we've
kind of
got
things.
It. There. I mean, the money's there. It's not. That's not the issue.
It's never the issue.
It's
money
never
is never the issue at Dadville, John. Everybody, welcome back. John and I are already having fun. I hope that you're having fun.
Are.
This is another just Dave and John.
Jave and Don. Can I be vulnerable?
Please.
Off the top, I was vulnerable with legal matters.
Yeah.
But again, money's not the issue.
Not an issue.
I feel, and Dave, you and I, we've talked about this a lot, how I often have to pee halfway through an interview.
Oh, no. Already?
Well, like right when you started, you were like, all right, let's go. And I was like, I don't want to ruin the vibe. And
can we see how long it lasts? And we'll just let people sort of keep up. And we'll just let them know we just took a break when it had to happen.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, clock is starting.
I think I'm okay. I think I'll be okay. But it's like if we were getting in the car right now to go on a trip,
you'd be like,
I would have to go to the bathroom.
You'd pee in the car.
I would have to go to the bathroom in the car at some point.
Dude, real talk, which is funny you said that. Sam did that in the car without telling us in a bottle.
Oh, he did?
Yes,
oh,
1,000%.
That's
on this last trip.
I thought maybe he just
I think it was
his
last trip, but he was like, hey, by the way, I peed like an hour ago. And we're like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, I just did it in the bottle. And I was like, one, I've never been more proud of you.
Yeah.
Two, please never do that again, especially without telling us.
See, I don't. I have pushback on that latter part.
Well, I'm lying. If Annie was in the car, I would have taken my shirt off, chest bumped him, and be like, "You do that as much as you want."
Even when there's a restroom.
Yeah.
If there's a bottle,
well, you know Sam. Like he'll still pee in yards and yards of restaurant yards.
Yeah.
He has zero shame. But I did. It was a funny moment because it was like, am I telling the truth? Yeah. Everything's a little bit of a fog. I'm pretty sure that
I'm
happened.
Jealous that you have boys.
Yeah. It's
because you don't have to stop.
You don't.
You just get a bottle.
You just go.
Speaking of, actually, that doesn't really work.
Can we make that a Dadville thing where we just use transitions that don't apply but still transist?
Speaking of, Halloween is upon us.
It is.
Is there any connective tissue there?
Well, kids are not quite who they are yet. So you could say that they are, they have their child masks on in these developmental years.
Are they their true selves?
Oh.
And we're the ones with the masks on.
It's too early for that. Early for that.
Why are the kids going trick-or-treating when we're the ones with the masks on?
This is when I would be if I were you. That's a great
Welcome to my TED Talk.
That is good. That is good. Oh, they got me.
But obviously people can't see me right now, but I am in full fall attire. I have a thick, you know, kind of one of those shirts that's in between a shirt and a jacket. A shacket.
Or a jerk.
And I've got it buttoned all the way up.
Yep.
And I got long socks on. And
you're ready.
I'm just full.
People need to know this about you. You and I live on different parallel, different, what's the word?
Houses.
We live in houses. I call them parallels. You call them houses.
Yeah. Southern dialect.
Yeah, it's like July. You are so excited to be able to put your fall and winter clothes on. You are trying to stay warm.
Yeah.
At all times.
Well, the reason why I'm excited about it is because I finally can wear fall attire and not feel weird.
Yes.
Because it's fall.
Yes.
Whereas I'll be wearing my fall attire in the middle of July.
Yeah, you'll have you'll have days in the summer where I feel like I need to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I know you want it, but it's not here yet.
But I'm always cold, obviously, for the listener. I'm genuinely
cold.
I've got a sweatshirt on or a hoodie or something most of the time.
Yeah. And I'm trying to bring summer fashion, and let me clarify this, into the fall as deep as I can. Not because I care much about fashion at all, but because it's just a utilitarian convenience thing. Like I can throw my Birkenstocks and shorts and a shirt and we start the day.
Yeah.
I don't have to sit and go like, do these shoes go with this outfit, or what shoes do I want to wear with the outfit?
Well, yeah, I'm not worried about that at all.
Yeah.
But when you say that, when you describe that outfit, I immediately get anxiety because I'm like, my ultimate, not ultimate, let me back that up.
I was ready for that. I was really ready for that.
If I'm leaving the house and I have Birkenstocks, shorts, and a t-shirt on, if we're not going to the beach in Miami, I'm nervous because I'm like, my fear is that we're going to go someplace. Let's say we go to lunch and we walk inside and I'm like, oh, it's too cold in here.
Oh.
Now I'm going to be cold the whole time.
For sure, for sure.
And I'm not going to be.
I get that.
I'm not going to enjoy the lunch.
I get that.
I'm not going to be my full self. I'm going to have my mask on. Which brings us, speaking of.
Well, I see what you did.
The whole time
that
I was
amazing. Weaving. You knew.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Fall. It's great. I'm super excited about it. I don't like that it's overcast.
It has been gray here. I had this thought this morning. I'm not a seasonal depression guy. I can power through pretty well. I like a dark day every now and then. I like a rainy day every now and then. Every now and then. As a creative, I love it. I like to get in my studio and kind of feel like, okay, this is, you know.
Get your Birkenstocks on.
Get my Birkenstocks. I'm just freezing. My little piggies are so cold. But I had this thought today. I was like, I think I've got a little tinge of it because we have just had, it has been gray in Nashville for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we had fall break. You and I both were down at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was gray there for about half the time.
Yeah.
And so it's been, and I'm like a little blah. In fact, I had a co-write yesterday and we started this kind of moody vibe. And I've never said this in my life. But I was like, guys, I don't think I can do moody or like a ballad today. I got to do something.
Yeah, you got to balance it out.
I'm like already too kind of sad.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. And let me tell you, fall to me, there are a few things that I enjoy more than fall Saturdays. And let me give you some context. Sunny fall Saturdays, like 60-degree fall Saturdays. I don't mean what we have right now where it's like gloomy and kind of those get a little sad. But for me and you know, my fam, it's like you get up, you get your coffee, turn on some English Premier League soccer, of course, if Arsenal's playing. We just put a little TV on our outside porch. So now if the kids are like watching, you know, MMA or whatever they're watching, in, you know, Halloween, one of the Halloween movies, we will go outside and Annie and I can watch SportsCenter. But it's just like that little, whatever that vibe is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that kind of like, oh, we're at the house.
It's great. You feel like you're in a catalog.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know, in Nashville, you get that for maybe a month. You get like four or five of those Saturdays where it's like nice enough to sit on the back porch. You know, sun's out. It's like, you know, as are the guns usually. And what we're doing right now, I do not enjoy. Like the gloomy, rainy. It's just, it's too much of that. And I'm like, the older I get, I mean, I have friends who legit have seasonal depression, like for real, for real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have that, but man, you get enough of these days in a row and I'm like, I'm a little gloomy.
Yeah, I definitely get it. The seasonal depression stuff. But I feel like I'm better at sort of managing it now because there are things that I can do to sort of dress up the, it's like you romanticize the sadness. Yeah. And I can, like you're saying, like as the artist in you can kind of
it. Yeah.
But it's like, I was just saying to Amy the other day, there's a community center here in our neighborhood. That's great. And sometimes on like gloomy days and rainy days or cold days or whatever, Amy and I sometimes will go and like walk the track in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we're waiting to go pick the girls up. And because that's a memory and we've done it now enough times, like through the winters, now it's like there's a romance to it.
Yeah.
If it was the first time that we'd ever done it,
it
doesn't have any romance yet because it doesn't have any nostalgia or whatever. Yeah. So now it's like I have enough of those things that I can do that I'm like, there's some romance around it that I can, I can deal with it. But I mean, I don't know what the day count is, but I don't know, 6 days,
four days. Yeah.
I'm like, I need to see the sun.
Everybody,
I'm
going to
buy a plane ticket just to get above the clouds.
Everybody that listens to us in Seattle is like, you guys are wusses.
We are. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
But you know what?
I couldn't live in Seattle.
Acuff, another Davil alum, John Acuff posted this. He posts this all the time, actually. He'll post it once a year just because it's like, it's his shot across the bow. Nashville actually has like more gray days than Seattle. I remember this is like a thing. It's some fact like that. You'd be really surprised because he talks so much about this kind of thing as a joke, just kind of how rainy Nashville is. And he had a fact he would post for a while that was kind of like, no. Nashville gets gloomy and it kind of stays gloomy.
It does.
Speaking of gloomy, Halloween.
Whoa. Wow.
I know, it's so good.
Man, you're wearing extra Birkenstocks today or something.
I actually have Birkenstock underwear. we have Halloween together numerous times.
What would Birkenstock
underwear? I don't know. Don't think about that.
It would just be leather straps.
Oh, man.
Buckles.
It'd be like Conan the Barbarian.
Yes.
Conan. Yeah, you got to hit Nan hard.
Yeah.
Never said that out loud. I mean, I feel like one of the things that I think most about when I think about Halloween is actually the weather, because you know I have
it's
my
all
time
dependent
hop.
On the weather.
I have my time hop, and every time it's around, then like right now, it always reminds me that every year is 30 degrees different than the year before.
Yeah,
it's either like there's some that are really cute when the girls in our 3 years young, and we're walking around with y'all, and we're like, it was 32 degrees.
Yeah.
And so we are, everybody in the picture is like bundled up.
Yeah.
Some years it's like t-shirts and the Birks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything in between. Like it's nice during the day, but you can kind of feel, it's getting a little tricky tonight.
Yeah.
But it's never the same. It's never, you know, Nashville fall is always all over the place. But Halloween is always my marker for it because I always have it, pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm always like, oh, that was the year it was so nice.
Right.
And everybody like enjoyed it. And then, oh, that's the year it was -5.
Mm-hmm.
It's just never, it's the weirdest season.
It's like you really need to have two costumes set aside.
Yeah.
Like if it's going to be cold, I'm going to go as the lion with the onesie because it's like I'm basically wearing a snowsuit.
Yeah.
Or
Yeah.
If it's going to be warm, I'm going to do Conan.
Can we give a shout out, which I think you're one of these dads, the dads that complete the family dress up. You know,
like
you've done that.
Like theme-wise or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Like, haven't y'all done that where you kind of like everybody subscribed to the...
One year, it was the year that I was like the lion.
Yeah.
I think Amy went out and got... Like, Livy was pretty young. She was like a little unicorn. All of us had the little onesie things on.
Oh, gotcha.
So it wasn't necessarily
themed. Yeah, theme, yeah.
But
it was a onesie theme.
Yeah.
I always have so much respect for the dads who, like, are all in. Where it's like, they do. That night is a little terrifying, too, because, like, you know, Nashville has some big trick-or-treat neighborhoods, you know, or streets. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the streets close to us, you know, cordons off, and it's awesome. But, like, you know, your kids can take off, and especially they're dressed up. And, you know, we've had a couple of scares where it's like we don't know where one of them is, and you can't recognize them because they've either got a costume, every kid does, or you just, like, you know.
And you can't remember.
What, yes.
Are they the unicorn?
That's
or was
exactly
that last
right.
year?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen her in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time, because we always trick-or-treat in this area here, which is great. But every time I'm like, why didn't we dress them up as like lemons or something? Something like
or traffic
bright
cones.
Yellow. Yes.
You know, the other thing about Halloween too, as I get older, and here I'm going to come in with a hot take. I think one of the things that is tricky about Halloween now. So like if you walk in our house right now and you go in our pantry, there are like candy bags just in there. Like a lot of it is from previous Halloweens. But, you know, there's just kind of candy. I mean, it's funny because we don't really eat candy, but we just have a lot of it at the top. And so our kids know that. So it's kind of like Halloween, I feel like, here's my take, when we grew up, right? Getting a Reese's felt like a huge deal because you just didn't have them in your house. You know what I mean? Like there wasn't, you wouldn't go in your pantry and see Nestle Crunch bars. Just, you know, it was like you had.
Definitely not in my house.
No, mine either. I mean, we would have.
We had like
Little Debbie.
Dry peanuts. Just peanuts.
So when they give you a payday, you're like, this is what these can be?
Yes.
Snickers, this is where you can go with this energy?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? So for us, Halloween was a huge deal because, you know, like there weren't, you couldn't go to Walmart and buy a candy bag of Halloween candy. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, whatever the Mars would put together, like, here's all of our chocolate things and open it and there's 100 different brands in there that you can, it's like Halloween kind of whatever. Back then, it was like, you know, you were usually getting the bar. Like, if you got a Twix, it was like the freaking full-size double hitter.
Yeah.
And so, when you did that, you would go home, and it really was like, oh, my gosh. Like,
treasure.
We've hit the motherload. That's one of the bummers about today, because our kids bring them home, and they sort of eat it for like a day, but then it's nothing new. They're like, well, this is always in our house.
Yeah.
It's like somebody giving them, like, French fries or something. You know what I mean? Like, here's some spaghetti. They're like, well, I just had this last night.
It's like someone giving them like unconditional love and acceptance.
It's
like,
somebody
nowadays,
affirming them.
They get it all the time.
It's
back
it's,
in our day. Once a year.
Is my dad my dad? That's a question I'm going to ask him at some point when I get the guts.
When you get the guts up.
But you know what I'm saying? It's lost a little bit. I think because of just the way the world is, it's not bad or good. It's just whatever. But you know, whenever that was, what, 10, 20 years ago when they would make candy like that, so you went and bought the bag and they sit on top of your cupboard every year now. And so the kids always see like, oh, there's a huge bag of like Reese's and Nestle and whatever, Paydays. You know, it's like, oh, that's there. And then they go get it and it's fine, but we already have it at home. I just remember growing up, it was like when somebody gave you like a Ring Pop. And it was like, oh, my God, I have a Ring Pop.
Yeah.
These only live in convenience stores.
And like there would be kids around town that would be like, you guys know Dave Barnes? And they'd be like, oh, is that the dude with the Ring Pop right now? Yeah, I don't know him, but I heard about him.
He was wearing the Eaton Ring Pop at school yesterday.
With the wrapper still on. His finger was sweating all day.
I've never heard the phrase, his finger was sweating all day. Okay, John.
Dave.
John, over here. Right here.
We're doing it on the swing set today.
Okay. So now that you've sat down, please just stop swinging so I can ask you this.
Okay, it's hard not to swing on a swing set.
Okay, good. Okay. Can you name one of Oprah's favorite things in 2018?
Ooh, got to be Blockbuster Video.
Nope.
Got to be. Okay. New Coke.
It's getting colder.
the Commodore 64.
You are basically in a different zip code. This is not working out good.
Okay.
Here's one of Oprah's favorite things from 2018. Cozy Earth's bedding bamboo sheet
You know what? It's one of my favorite things in 2023. I love Cozy Earth and Oprah, too.
Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet set. Not just one, John. They're not going to send you one.
They're going to give them all
It's a temperature-regulating and incredibly, incredibly soft set of sheets, John. Reinvent your sanctuary with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding collection. From pillows to sheets and blankets, indulge in the ultimate luxury.
You know, with other sheets,
I
don't sleep confidently.
Ugh.
But with these sheets, you can sleep with confidence thanks to Cozy Earth's generous warranty.
Yeah.
Luxury bedding essentials that provide peace of mind and endless comfort.
Make every night a five-star experience with Cozy Earth's responsibly sourced, temperature-regulating bamboo viscose bedding.
CozyEarth.com is where dreams come true.
And
so
dreams
wake
are made.
Up,
and
they're made.
Gosh.
All kinds of slogans going on here. It's your destination for the softest, most luxurious sheets. From cashmere blends to timeless textures, they've got it all.
Cozy Earth provided an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Visit CozyEarth.com and get up to 35% off site-wide when you use the code DADVILLE.
That's insane. And that's CozyEarth.com and get up to 35% off site-wide when you use the code DADVILLE.
Man.
Dave,
Louise, yeah.
I want to give a shout-out. Yeah. And when I give a shout-out, I always laugh because it just brings me so much joy to give a shout-out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with free samples.
You know it, John. This time of year, my allergies are in fuego. They're always on the attack, but I use this and you should too.
Oh, I do, Dave. Every day in our house.
Yeah.
Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers, which is me raising my hand, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill to relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better.
This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
John, I've been taking Claritin D for my allergies for a long time, and it's been an absolute life changer. I can go for a run without my eyes watering. I may be crying, but it's not from allergies.
Totally different.
And I can sing without feeling like I have like a big old, let's not even call it a frog. It's like a toad.
It's like a family of toads.
It's a turtle.
Yeah.
In my throat.
So, you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies?
Yeah, me.
It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter.
Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. But it has changed a little bit. Obviously, the costumes are... I mean, my mom made me a Darth Vader costume when I was like...
Made it.
And dude, it felt like still one of the greatest gifts anyone's ever given to me. Because mom like slaved over making... I remember, you know, his little... on his chest, it has all the buttons and the lights and everything.
Uh-huh.
She made that out of cardboard and then made like felt that went over it, put the little colors as circles and square. I mean, it was like...
Wow.
You know, it was legit.
Right now in this moment, I want to talk to Brad, you're the youngest, and be like, did you get that kind of treatment?
He's like, my brother's never going to kiss a girl. This is so exciting.
No, I'm thinking like how you do so much for the first kid.
Oh, man.
And then by the third, you're like, I don't know.
His is like a broken Darth Vader mask that's like half fits ripped. She's like, no, this is Stace. Remember when he kind of got beat up and died? This is sort of what he looked like, you know.
He just takes like a cordless phone and duct tapes it to his chest.
And they're like, is he a suicide bomber? Is he a Darth Vader? Yeah, I do enjoy it. Halloween's so fun, but I do feel like, and too, you know, when you're living in a city like we do now, I mean, I grew up, as you did, in a really small town. So it's like, that was such a different vibe, you know, and just how, you know, how that went. Now there's, you know, our streets are, especially living where we live in 12 South, it's just a million people.
And then the other thing is,
so here's, maybe this is a good way to, stay with me, transist. Are you a family that puts the thing outside, turns the lights off in the house, because you don't want to be bothered and the girls have gone to bed? Or are you always interacting as people come trick-or-treat? Because the other part of living downtown in the city like we do, you know, people are trick-or-treating until like 9, 9:30.
Yeah.
You know, and so then you have the dilemma of like, am I going to get up every time and walk to the door and give them? But if you put it outside, it's going to be gone. Like those first 10 kids are just going to ransack your candy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we often leave. Like we're out. So we just put the giant bowl out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get back to the house, I don't know, Amy might refill it a little bit if we've got some left or whatever. But we that is kind of a bummer that we don't. We're not at the door, and then we hear the doorbell, and we go, and we're like, who are you supposed to be in your trick-or-treat? We don't do that.
Do you ask the kids who they're supposed to be? That feels that's sort of a shame. And
actually, on all the other days, not on Halloween, though.
Oh, that got me so good. Good to meet you, Timmy. Now, who are you supposed to be? What?
Who does your dad want you to be? Good who are you not being?
Oh, good
Dave,
golly.
Speaking of, I have some just some thoughts here that I was hoping that maybe
transition.
I could.
That's a great transition.
I could throw out here. I want to just. I mean, this isn't necessarily speed round, but this is just like some.
Wait, can I ask you? Are you transitioning out of Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. Can I ask you one last question?
Yeah, please do.
If you were trick or treating at your age right now,
mm-hmm.
what would be the three candies that you would be
question.
The most excited about getting?
That's a great question. Top,
I know,
is candy pumpkins.
I knew you were gonna say that.
They're just. They're so good.
Is there anything that's more absolutely sugar than the candy corn or the candy pumpkin?
I don't think so.
It's just unadulterated. It's literally just sugar.
Yeah. I don't think it's... I think it's sugar plus whatever is above sugar. I don't think there... It's like Yahweh. There's not a name for it. You can't... Candy pumpkins is number one, for sure. But here's the thing with candy pumpkins and candy corn. I'm just going to keep talking and let you... Dave has a full mouth of coffee right now. He's trying to hold it together. It's like Sammy Barnes with a bottle on a car trip.
Oh my gosh, that got me. It's like Yahweh.
If I don't, I never go out and get candy pumpkins. I never go out and buy them. I mean, you can get candy corn all year round.
Yeah.
I never go out and buy it. But if, like, down in Florida, we went with some dear friends of ours, the Elliots, who it's kind of a thing with Kirsten and me, because we both like candy pumpkins. And most people don't like these kinds of candies.
Yeah.
Like, most people think they're disgusting.
Yeah.
So... She, like, we went on vacation with them last fall break, and she brought a bag of candy pumpkins.
Oh, man.
If I have one...
Yeah, it's over.
It's like it hits... It reconfigures the chemistry in my brain.
It's like when sharks smell blood.
Yes.
Like, their eyes roll back, and it's feeding.
Yeah.
Candy. Yeah, yeah.
But if I don't have... I can even see the bag.
Yeah.
I have willpower... Until it touches my tongue.
Yeah.
And then...
It's over. Yeah. So what is... Like, be honest. Honest. If you have one, how many in the next 5 minutes are you going to have? Like, honestly.
I mean, it's less now than it used to be. 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I mean, I remember being on tour in October 2007. And Dave, I mean, I wouldn't leave. We were on tour, and I wouldn't leave the bus without pockets full of them. No joke. I was just walking around,
just cramming. Yeah.
Yeah. And there, I never left with enough.
Do you have a way you eat them? Or you just kind of go. You just like let's rock it, or you like let's chew the little top part.
No, I go all at once.
Okay.
But there are. I can tell by the look of it. If it's going to be really good or just good.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, now I'm much better. I can eat you know, I would say I'll probably eat like five before I take the bag, throw it in the trash, and dump like soap over it.
Five is super respectable. Yeah. I was ready for like potentially triple digits.
Yeah. No. Now I'm
okay. So
I'm better.
So the pumpkins.
Yeah, candy pumpkins would be number one. Candy pumpkins would be number two.
Let me guess number three. Candy corn.
I really like Baby Ruth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I love that. I didn't know that. Baby Ruth.
I mean, I like Twix. Mm-hmm. I like 100 Grand. Anything that has like caramel in it.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, 100, is 100 Grand the coconut?
No, it's like the rice crispy
thing. Oh, I don't know that I know
it's
that.
Like chocolate,
I mean, I know what it looks
with
like.
The crispy... Crispy chocolate with the caramel.
Oh,
what about you?
You know, I'm gonna. This is just rapid fire. I'm gonna probably say. Twix would be in there.
Yep.
Reese, but I'll give you all iterations. It's mm-hmm. If you want to give me the egg, if you want to give me the OG, I kind of love that they do those now where they put all the other stuff in it.
What other stuff?
Like like they do the cups, but they'll put like. M&M's in the chocolate in the cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming in third, I don't know. I mean, I do love Nestle Crunch. I'm pretty equal opportunity. It's always done have coconut. I can't do coconut. But I'm equal opportunity coconut. Pretty much with – I mean, I remember – I mean, you're going to laugh. It felt like I had acquired taste for wine. I remember like years ago when we were on the road and I got a payday. At a gas station. And I was like, I feel like I'm so mature. Like, I like paydays. Like, look at me.
Yeah.
Like, but Baby Ruth and paydays kind of live in the same, probably because of peanuts. I like Snickers. I probably will never choose to buy a Snicker.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Three Musketeers for a minute, but I'm out of that.
I feel like I overdid Three Musketeers.
Yes,
when I was
well
a
said.
Kid,
well
and
said.
I can't go
well
back.
Said.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, I'm not going to say no to most of that stuff.
Yeah.
And every now and then, if I have a night where like I'm really wanting, like a post little sugar snack. Mm-hmm. I mean, post meals, you know, kind of snack. You know, I'll kind of do that little rifle through the bag. And then I have a real dilemma because all of that stuff is in there. And I'm like, but to me, and this is another thing I think that a lot of people do as they grow up. I know me and my sister laugh about this, but like now I kind of want it to be cold. So I like put it in the fridge or the freezer.
That's a good move.
And that's a whole other thing.
That does take it to another level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also just slows down how fast I eat it, which is really
like
embarrassing.
Like a frozen Milky Way?
Bro.
That's pretty good.
Wait, what is Milky Way? Isn't that a Snicker in the same Snicker?
It's basically a Snicker without the peanuts, I think.
Oh, you're right.
A Milky Way is it's got caramel on the top, and then it's got, I think, like the Three Musketeers stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
On the bottom,
maybe? The kind of dense, weird, what is this?
Whatever that is. I don't know.
Again, Yahweh.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
You can't spell it out. No vowels.
There's no vowels. It's just constant. Okay, sorry.
This is the most faith-based candy conversation.
It is. Ever. Oh, jeez. There's some VBS program that's tried to do this, but they just couldn't land it.
They have the workbooks halfway written.
I can't do it.
Okay. I got a couple. Excuse me. Questions. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. I've never been more ready.
Okay. Question number one. Dave,
yeah.
If you could go back to the beginning of your career and you could change one thing, but this thing has to be a pretty superficial kind of thing. It can't be like, I want to start my career by writing yesterday.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
What would it be?
What would that thing be?
Can you answer? I'd love to hear yours. Yeah, go.
Yeah, my answer is, I have two things, which I can because I wrote the question.
Because you were like,
you can only have one. But my two things would be, one, I would not go by my actual name. Because
what?
John, maybe I would go by John something, but John, I would put the H in
What's
there.
What's your middle name?
Michael.
Yeah, it's even worse.
So it's like, it's a double. It's like two strikes on my name. McLaughlin, good luck spelling that.
And there's another successful jazz guitarist. Yeah.
Right. So I would go by something else. Like
that is so fascinating.
Like John Legend or something like that. I would think of something else and go by that.
Yeah.
And then
his real name is Legendarius. And he was like,
Legendarius, yeah, with three S's. The other thing is I would wear more...
I love this already.
Flamboyant. I don't know if flamboyant is the right term, but I would just wear more fun stage clothes.
Oh, wow. I mean, I would have given you you could have given me 100 guesses and that wouldn't have that even wouldn't been have in been there.
One. Yeah. Yeah. It was actually Halloween 2011, I believe. We played a show on Halloween, and the guys and I all dressed up, and I dressed up. We had never done that before, and I dressed up like Elton John.
Oh.
And I had these
and
like
a baseball
huge.
Suit?
No, I mean it was like piecemealed
the
together.
Oh, okay.
No, but I had like a boa. Like we went to a store and got a boa.
Oh my gosh!
I had like huge like red.
How heavy
lens.
Is that thing? And did you feed it or?
Yeah, it was like a baby.
Oh, okay.
Boa.
Was it trying to kill you the whole
yes.
show?
That yes.
is, but I bet you could hit higher notes.
I like the challenge of it. Yeah.
Just
and eventually, you know, he knew the set list, and so he knew when to squeeze. So, so dumb.
You kind of thump him, and he squeezes a little bit.
He's like, it's time. Third chorus. Go up.
Help me out.
But it made the show more fun.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, I think there's a part. You know what it would do for me? I think it would get me out of like I'm Dave Barnes
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
And you're kind of playing somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
That it takes you're not having to be yourself for that hour and mm-hmm. you know 20 minutes whatever.
Which I think that we kind of came up during a time where that it was the opposite of that
yeah.
what we're describing. It's like no, it this is me. This is not we're anti production and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
authentic
that's
singer
well
songwriter.
Said. Yes.
But just doing that one show, I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
It feels like you're saying, it feels like I'm kind of playing a role a little bit.
Yeah.
It heightens it a little bit.
I don't, that, everything that I've thought about since you've asked me that question, I realize there's like a other part of it that I don't, so like, part of me is like, you know, I think the thing that I didn't think a lot about was that this stuff that you're creating, you'll forever be known by.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, so that song that you put on the record is going to live forever. And uh-huh. so, you know, like you should think about that. Or these pictures you're taking for the record
uh-huh.
are going to live forever. Or, you know, so my first instinct, you know, is to kind of go, hey, just like maybe give it a little more thought. You know what I mean? Just like whatever that is. But then I'm like, I don't have anything I really look back and go, oh my God, that photo shoot or those pictures we put out or the cover or, you know, that
yeah.
those songs. So it's tricky because I'm like, I can answer that actually. I think I can definitively say this. I would sit down and be like, hey, you need to rehearse more than you want to.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I still don't enjoy rehearsing, but yeah. I really didn't back then. And I
yeah.
I think I would just say, hey, maybe just run it a couple more times
mm-hmm.
just to make sure. So that'd probably be it.
Okay. Second question. Similar. If you could go back to the beginning of being a dad and change one habit, what would it be? You could either implement a habit that you never did or omit sort of a bad habit that you wish you didn't have.
You go first.
I told Amy this and she's like, well, that's not realistic. And I'm like, well, this is fantasy world.
You're like loving them too much. Just that I care so much.
I just care
about them.
Too much. Again, it's back to the ubiquity of the candy. It's like, it's too much unconditional love. Mine would be that I wouldn't ever raise my voice.
Wow.
Which, again, I agree with Amy. She's like, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't you dare, you know. But I was like, the thing is, it doesn't work with our kids. Like, it's one thing if you do it rarely, but when you do it, it you really put your foot down, and, you know, and then they respond. It just doesn't work with our girls.
Mm.
Like, if I raise my voice, it has no effect
yeah.
on them. You know, and it ends up working against any kind of progress in
yeah.
the
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I then am just frustrated and tired
yeah.
and out of ideas.
Yeah.
And so I'm raising my voice. And it's like the irony of like, well, now I'm behaving in a way that you, my daughter, was behaving, which got us in this place in the first place, you know. I just don't like that. I don't like that I don't do it. I mean, it doesn't matter. I do it more than I would like.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'll say this, and I'll actually quote your wife on this. You know, I love what you always quote about Amy wanting a real marriage, mm-hmm. you know, not a perfect marriage, but a real marriage. And I think there's a little bit of that with our kids and perfect dad versus a real dad. Mm-hmm. And so I think there, I know this sounds weird, and you got to be careful saying something like this because there's definitely qualifiers, but, or there's fences around it you want to be careful of, right?
Yeah.
To not go past. But I do have moments where I'm like, I'd rather my kids see genuine anger or me getting mad and losing control over my emotions, rupture and repair always, right? Like knowing that I'm going to apologize for this, right? And I'm not meaning to do it. But I think there's a world where kids can grow up in environments where it's just not real. And then they get into the world. And then when somebody gets mad at them, they shut down because they're like, I've never seen this and I don't know how to respond to this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know that this is a real thing. Because my, you know, I grew up in an environment where that was not, I never saw somebody get mad. Or yeah. I didn't see somebody get mad at me. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And I don't know how to deal with somebody that's either in charge of me, like a boss, or, you
right.
know.
Right.
And so I do think there is something to, like, as long as you're, you know, repairing those ruptures, that's, I do think it's valuable for kids to see, like, man, people can get mad. And people get mm-hmm. mad at me. Sometimes yeah. rightfully so and wrongfully so, but I think there's something that is valuable about that, or there's something to learn from in that. That I think like being too
That's
even
true.
Can
That's
be a
true.
Little unfair on your kid because I think they may go out in the world going like that person's mad at me and that's you should never be mad
right
or you should
that's
never be
good,
mad at me.
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think I try to give myself grace for that with our kids because I agree with you. Like I don't enjoy getting mad at them or snapping at them or whatever. But I'm also like, again, to Amy's point, I'm like, I'd kind of rather them see a real dad and a real human and have me apologize later and continue in our
yeah
friendship and our relationship always. But, you know, then sort of like dad who was just always overregulated mm-hmm. and they never – you know, this just, to your point, is really unrealistic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think for me, it's probably like, probably something around like reading to them. We just, I literally, this is embarrassing to say out loud. People probably stop listening to the podcast because of this, especially since it's called Dadville, but they're not my kids. No. I never did like the read to them in bed thing. Mm-hmm. I've thought about doing it recently, but I'm like, we've just never done that. My kids all read going to bed, so they're all yeah. reading all the time. But I just was never like, let's sit down and read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or, uh-huh. you know, War and Peace. But, and I think maybe sometimes I look back and I'm like, I know myself enough to know, we've talked about this exhaustively on this podcast, but like, that time of the day, I just want it to be over. There's nothing mm-hmm. I want to be over more than getting my kids in the bed. Mm-hmm. And so anything that feels like we're going to exacerbate this moment, I'm like, I'm out. I'm the hardest out. Now, I think the counterpoint would be, we'll just start bed earlier, you know, like just go up a little earlier and put in 10 minutes, 20 minutes for reading.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be tacked on to what's already,
right.
you know, whatever. Right. But I mean, I'm sure there's better answers, but that's the first thing I think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just wait till they get to high school. Then you can start the reading.
Guys, lay down.
You know, lay down.
Where's Waldo?
Also, come home. Where are you? I've got the book.
Are you looking at two? I'm looking at two. Okay, I'm on page five. What page are you on? Okay. Would you tell your friends to calm down just a little bit? Okay, page five. Do you see him?
Wait, are you driving?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Dave Barnes.
All right, that's enough. We got to get serious because I have something very serious to say.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, and I want you to listen. I want all of our listeners to listen because okay. that's what they do by definition. They're listeners. Okay.
Yep.
I got to say this. Okay. Knock around.
It's the original affordable sunglass company offering quality shades that won't break the bank. God, I've been needing to get that off my
chest. I don't
chest.
Say this a lot, but you're right, John. And knockaround sunglasses are available in 17 different frame styles.
That's insane.
A ton of different color combos and are offered with both standard UV 400 protection and polarized lenses.
So with 17 different frame styles and a ton of different color combinations, the combinations are endless.
Endless.
Now, that
endless.
Didn't need to be said, but I wanted to say it. And Dave, knockaround also has kid-sized sunnies for the little ones, like the little kids.
Yeah.
Or if for the kid inside of you, if you want to just wear tiny sunglasses.
Or if you're a huge person with a small face. Any of those scenarios, okay?
And they're always releasing new sunglasses, so go to knockaround.com and check out the latest releases.
John, I'm actually already there. I wasn't listening to what you just said. Look,
that's
if you're
rude.
A skier or a snowboarder, don't forget to check out Knockaround's assortment of awesome snow goggles, including their officially licensed Grateful Dead goggles.
Grateful Dead Dancing Bear slingshots.
What?
Oh, yeah. I just ordered two pairs for when I hit the slopes this winter.
Groovy, man. I tried. I don't know that it worked well, but I was trying to get in the
way. It didn't work.
Hey, wait, do you know how to snowboard, John? I feel like we haven't talked about that.
It doesn't matter if I know how to snowboard. The snowboarding is just a vehicle for the knockaround goggles.
Listen, I respect that so much. I think what I hear you saying is, and I'm quoting this, there's a road, no simple highway between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. The path is for your steps along.
Wow.
Yeah, right there. That's just right off the dome.
Hey, three words, Dave. Exactly.
Wow.
Now, Dave. Tell our listeners how they can get their own pair of Grateful Dead ski goggles.
Okay, here's what you do. Since you're a loyal Dadville listener, you can head on over to knockaround.com and use promo code DADVILLE15 anytime for 15% off your order.
That's right. Go to knockaround.com and use the promo code DADVILLE15 for 15% off your order of an awesome new pair of sunglasses. Speaking of, actually, I'm going to skip over that one. Even though I'm like, segues work so perfectly,
okay.
But I'm going to skip over.
Okay, I respect that.
Okay, you and I, we're sitting in your studio right now, which is where you work. Mm-hmm. This is where the magic happens,
it
if
is.
You will.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time in this room by yourself, as I spend a lot of time in my room by myself, my little writer room. Do you have any habits that you do when you're by yourself back here that you only do in this setting?
Oh, that's a great question. Do you?
Yeah. I thought about this, and I don't know if this might be the only one. I don't know. I can't think of any others. But I do this thing where I talk to myself out loud. I'm not necessarily talking to myself. I'm just talking out loud. And it genuinely helps me complete tasks.
So give me an example.
Like, and it works for me. Like, if I need to, let's say I'm working in a session or whatever, and I've got Logic pulled up, and sometimes I can just get tired. I can get lazy. It's like, I need to replay whatever. Let's say I'm doing a piano take, and I know the bridge was bad, and the intro was weird, whatever. If I don't say anything out loud, my likelihood of going back and fixing it goes down exponentially.
Okay, so.
But if I just say it out loud, I'll do it.
Like, so give me
there's something about, like, I'll just be like, all I got to do is go. This is me talking.
Oh, okay.
So, or I'll say things like this. So what you do is you got to go back, and I'll be doing it at the same time. I'm like, you got to go back to the bridge here. And there's the thing, is play it and listen to it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it helps me.
You do that out loud.
Yeah, all the time. I talk to myself all the time back there. And it helps me. There's something about me hearing it. It's like this, like, reciprocal sort of circle of information that, like, if it just stays in my head, somehow it can't get to my hands yet. It needs to, like, come out of my mouth and hit my ears.
Huh.
And then it seems less overwhelming.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest thing I have to anything like that is, like, if I'm, like, really in the middle of, like, a workflow, like I'm writing or something, or produce, you know, working on one of my songs or something in Logic. If I've done it long enough, I'll purposefully, like, take a break. So I'll, like, open Twitter or Instagram, like, very purposefully. I'll be like, stop doing this, or I'll come sit on this chair and, like, catch up on email on my phone or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's more like those kind of quirky little disciplines. I can't think of anything that like, that I necessarily have that is hysterical, that like talking to yourself. Yeah. I mean,
I bet there's one that you do when you're on a phone call. I mean, people can't see where.
I have a very particular route.
Yeah.
Extremely particular route. So that would that's a very good example. Yeah. I tell you what, something I do enjoy doing is if I'm in the middle of a lyric or something that doesn't involve me having to stay in this room, I will go walk up and down Belmont. That's become like a fun new thing.
I love that.
Yeah. That's, I enjoy that.
Not to get too inside baseball here, but if you're at the point with a song where you know the direction of the lyric,
yeah,
and
yeah.
you have a bunch of pillars in that lyric.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's so fun because then you're just trying to fill in and find the best thing. And there's like some math to it. I love that.
Yeah.
And going on a walk is great.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, I will always, I'll stand up from the piano, grab my acoustic guitar and just kind of stand there and like, it never works. It never helps. But I just have to do it. I've never once been like, oh, changing from the piano to the guitar was so good.
Everything.
And I found that lyric. Never works.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about profile pictures.
Oh, man.
This is the question. This is a question for everyone.
Here we go.
How old can a profile picture be? Actually, I should have done this before we started. I'm going to go to my Instagram.
Okay.
And, okay. That picture is 2 years old.
That's old. Okay.
See, I was going to say, that's not bad.
Okay. Here's the thing about that to me. And we're gonna get into the nitty gritty here, John. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you ready? I am at an age where I don't look like I used to look. Like I just don't. Like you know, like I'm 45. Like my there's a couple more wrinkles. Like there's some gray happening.
Uh-huh.
And so I think at this age, there's a real dilemma because you're like, okay, when you and I agree so much on this, we hate taking pictures.
1,000%.
Having pictures taken of us, we do not enjoy it, right?
Right.
When I have a photo shoot coming up for a record, I'd rather chum the waters and jump in than do a photo shoot. I just really don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I know you're the same way.
Yeah.
So my temptation is, well, just use a, like, I remember, like, you know, in my management, you know, Richard is so good about, like, branding and, like, one of the first things we did with these new songs we've been putting out is he's like, we're going to change the avatar with every song. Like, every profile pic, we're changing, so it changed. And I immediately had a moment, I, like, peed my pants just a little bit on my Birkenstocks. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, we just need some new pictures. And we needed to anyway because I have this new record.
New pictures.
Nude pictures.
Okay.
What are you hearing me say? Say it again. But I was like, oh, no. And I knew we were going to have to anyway because we have the new record. So you and I know.
You know what's coming.
A rhythm in our career is when you have a new record, even if it's just to get some new profile pictures, tour pictures. Like,
because,
you know, nowadays you're not really selling. You're doing records. But, you know, CDs, you would need, like, at least a couple of pictures, like, in the
And every all the venues you play, they want a picture
they want a
for
picture.
Their
That's
website.
Right. That's right.
They want press release pictures.
So you need that. So weird. Sorry, I'm not going to pull you into this, John, because you're still young. I'm at an age where you really notice the difference between pictures now. I mean, you know, when you were 21 to 35, for me at least, it's like you could easily throw up a picture and leave it or go back to 2 years ago and grab a picture and throw it up. And it was nobody knew.
Right.
And in the last couple of years, I have literally felt as I would drag, go, oh, I just need to. And I'd be like, you are lying. You liar. That is from, I have pictures from when I was like 28 that I was trying to put up, and I was like, Dave, you can't do that anymore.
Well, the thing is, there needs to be a some sort of like parliament or something that just kind of goes through, and you get contacted by this group that's like, hey, I hope you're doing well. Your page looks great. We just want to let you know you've got
too far.
3 months.
Too far.
You got to change it.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
You think you look exactly the
same. That's your high school photo, John.
You do.
That's your high school swimming photo when you were in great shape.
But it's like I look at this picture and I'm like, this sounds ridiculous, but I'm like, well, I look the same.
Yeah.
That's me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, of course, caveat that, of course, it's a professional photo.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, yeah. This
it's
is
as good
me
as you
as
can look.
Good.
Yes, yes.
It's not only, I would argue, I would admit, it's like, I never look like that. This is like a guy was taking the photo with lighting.
Yeah, yeah.
We took 10 of them in that exact position.
And
we
then,
picked
and
the best one. And then post,
all the magic.
He went in and took out, if there was like something in my teeth, he took it out.
Yeah.
You know. So it's like, yeah, I realize that's not, I don't look that good.
Yeah.
But I think I pretty much look the same.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's why we need this group of people.
To tell you.
To reach out to people and say, okay, it's time.
It is. I mean, we had these pictures done for the new record, and they're great, and I love them. And it was one of the first like real times. And I think I look great. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like he did a good job making me look great, you know. Yeah. But, you know, I'm like 45. I'm not 22 anymore.
So this is the first time where you looked at the photos and you're like, oh, that's a 45-year-old
man. Yeah,
I just,
yeah. And that's not bad
right.
at all. But yeah. I was like, I'm getting to the age where I can't, and I had this exact thought about avatars, about profile pic. I was like, I can't fudge these anymore. Like, I can't pull uh-huh. from 5 years ago and be like, oh, it's the same, because people are like, bro, like, that's not.
See, I feel like you can, but I'm too close.
You're young. No, you're still
No,
on the
I'm saying for you.
Oh.
I feel like I'm looking at, you know, like, if we get into, like, Brother Bring the Sun and stuff like that, I'm like, yeah, I can tell that that's
also,
that's a while.
I was dying my hair, but.
Right. But I don't feel like, maybe this group would be like, no. John, your friend John can't weigh in on this. He's too inside.
Yeah.
We're the objective third party.
Yeah, we don't see Dave at all.
Yeah, and these two pictures don't look the same.
It's one of the weirdest things about what we do, in my opinion, because it's like.
I hate it.
We, you know, part of our job is to have, to your, what you just said, photos for the venues and the whatever, newspapers, or, you know, whatever we do for, obviously all the online things. And it's just like, it's this weird sort of like gut punch every couple of years that's just part of our job, where it's like, all right, let's see how they look. Yeah, man. And I think too, this photo shoot, which again, I love the photos and I'm proud of how I look. I'm not, it's none of that. But I really did have to, like, because when the first one popped up, I took a beat and went, Dave, you don't see yourself all the time. This is how you look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, you need to scroll through these and not want to rebook the shoot and not want to, and I actually really do love the pictures. But I was like, this is the age you're at. This is not, like, you know, you're not, this is where we are. So I had to really, like, die this little death of, like, hey, man, this is what growing up is, you know?
Yeah.
So it's funny you said that because I think, you know.
I mean,
look at Wirtz.
Yeah.
I mean, Wirtz is almost entirely gray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's, you know, so you, like, you can't fudge it anymore. It's
right.
like if you've seen Matt live or seen him out and about, you know, I mean, he's an incredibly handsome looking and his hair looks amazing, but it's not the same color it was.
Right. Right.
And so you can't, you know what I mean? Like you can't go do a tour and then come home and throw up a picture from 5 years ago.
And was like, great tour.
People are going to be like, what?
Yeah.
Are you dyeing your hair?
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. All right. One more. Should
okay,
we do one
do
more?
It. One more. Here we go. Let's give him something on the way out.
Okay. Let's go with this one.
Okay.
This is a nice light one here.
Okay.
So I went to a Nashville soccer game the other day.
Yeah.
By the way, I rode. So Dave and I, for the listener, we have a bike that we share.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dave and I.
Yeah.
Electric bikes.
Electric. Big shout out to Electric.
Great brand.
Yep.
Love the bike. They gave us a free bike. Thankfully, we live right across the street from each other, so we can share a bike.
It would
That's
be a
doable.
Different experience. If
it would be a different experience if we didn't. So I rode that bike, which is amazing. You can ride your bike.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up to the front gate and valet it for free.
Yeah.
They just take your bike. It's amazing.
What?
Yeah. I wish I could remember the name of the organization because I was so grateful to them. It's this like nonprofit organization that they want to encourage people to ride their bikes.
That's genius.
You'll see it tonight when you go because they have a tent right there in front of the main
gate.
That's
amazing.
You ride your bike up. They take it. They watch it the whole time. You just, you know, like I had my helmet and I was like, oh, should I? Can't take my helmet in. They're like, we'll watch it. It's cool.
Wow.
Anyway, what was my point? Oh, so I'm at the game and, you know, people get on the Jumbotron thing and they freak out. And I was just thinking, especially nowadays, when everyone, like I feel like sometimes people will ask me like, have your daughters seen the movie Enchanted? And did they think that was so cool that you were up on the screen? And I was like, I mean, they've seen it. Of course, they think it's cool. It's not like it was if I would have seen my dad. Everyone's on screens.
Yeah.
Screens are everywhere.
That's such a fascinating point.
Right? And so I was just thinking, what is it? What is the, like, the Chip Dodd lowest common denominator? Is that the right term? What is the deepest emotion here? You know what I mean? Like, why do people get so excited when they see themselves on the Jumbotron?
You want honestly what my answer is?
Yeah.
Because we're being seen.
Yeah. Is that it, you think?
I think you want to talk about the deepest, in my opinion, the deepest need for every human anyway, but it's just really literally happening.
Yeah.
Like that eye in the sky, that one camera could have picked any of these.
It could be on anyone. It could be,
whatever it is, 40,000 people or whatever fit in there, and I am being seen.
Yeah.
Like, here I am.
Which is so, I think it's really interesting.
But you make a great point. Like, it is, you know, where culture is now, like, that used to be, yeah. So your girls were like, I remember when that happened and you were on Enchanted. I mean, that was, I remember freaking out. I went and saw the movie. I was like, oh my God, it's John. Well,
the whole world
like, I know him. I mean, everybody, before Twitter, these things called newspapers, everybody.
I mean,
was
the
like,
buzz just died down,
oh,
really.
Oh my gosh. There's people actually staring at us right now.
Yeah.
Like, looking at you. But, you know, that was a huge deal. You were in a major motion picture for like minutes. It wasn't just like, you know, like you're like I was an extra in a movie once. Like it wasn't that. You were like on. And, you know, we all freaked out in kind because it was like, that's our friend who's doing this. It's a huge deal. But now you're exactly right because people are so used to being on a screen. It's like, well, anybody's on a screen. Sure. If you were in, you know, if you were in like a whatever, like a some huge motion picture like you were, it's still, I mean, kids would freak out if they saw me in like an X-Men movie or something. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, oh my God, my dad's up there. I don't know why I chose X-Men. But maybe because it's a secret bash of mine. But, you know, I think you make a great point because you're just, it's just like, or so somebody's got a YouTube channel. So you see them, you know, it's just not the thing it used to be of like, I remember when I was a kid, we had, this is like one of my core memories. We had a guy that went to my dad's church was a weatherman on TV. He's a meteorologist. And he came and had dinner with us when I was probably like 4 or 5. And I just remember thinking, this is Kenny Rogers. This is. I wore that guy out. Like, I think I asked for his autograph.
Of course.
It was like, it was a huge deal.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom and dad thought it was like the cutest thing.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, but he was on TV. It was like,
yeah,
this guy's huge. A superstar.
Yep.
Where nowadays, I think kids are just so used to seeing people on screens, even if it's just your home movies or, you know, your pictures, you know, videos you shot on your iPhone.
I remember my dad brought home a cassette tape of his band. They had, like, recorded some songs. And I remember Linwood Drive at our house, like, in the driveway. The cassette was in the car. I was like, what is happening right now? Wait a minute. Like, do we own a private jet now? Like,
are we famous?
Logistically, how does our life change? Because obviously, everything that we've known is in the past now.
We
are on a rocket ship.
I can eat as many pumpkins as I want all the time.
And now that would not be, you know.
That's
just interesting, which I kind of like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I kind of like that if you... You know, it makes me think of that Malcolm Gladwell book, Blink, where there's like your conscious thoughts and then your like reflex thoughts. And it's like it's nice to know that like our conscious thoughts have been just completely beat to oblivion by this oversaturation.
Yeah.
But our reflex is still like,
yeah,
we're on the screen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's true.
That was interesting.
And tonight, that's what we're really going for.
Get on that screen.
Get on that screen.
I mean, you're probably, I don't know if you even come out of the suite ever, but you got to come out to where the people are to get on the.
It's going to be chilly. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's going to be too cold.
Stay in the suite.
I'm at a, just for those keeping track of the bladder, I'm at 99.97.
Hey, can I do two quick things?
If you have any more thoughts, I might explode.
Okay. Can I say, as we wrap it up, two quick things?
Yeah.
John has a new mood song out. For those who've made it a song on the podcast, it is awesome.
Thank you.
And it shows, again, your skill.
Thank you.
And I think at this point, my record will be out, which is called Featherbrained Wealth Motel. Y'all go spin both of them.
Remember when.
Spin them into a
I had that song stuck in my head this morning.
Oh, you little schnooky.
You wanted everything.
Hey, John,
got
John.
Right now.
Go relieve your bladder. Okay. Let's do it. Not now.
Keep the mic on.
No, not now. Dead fish.